Thank you. But bet it must be kind of embarrassing to be staring at somebody and introducing them, you know. Usually they're backstage, you can say anything you want to say. But he didn't give me a chance to get back there. Let me get strapped in my gear here. I tell you, I was in this area back in March over at the college. And I went out to Michigan and Minnesota, out in Nebraska, and Iowa, down in Kansas City, Missouri, St. Louis. It's been really, I guess, getting out in the Midwest before my hay fever season started, you know. Jumped in my van. Looks like a big old cranberry loaf, you know. Jumped in a cranberry loaf when I was out in Kansas City. Filled up my thermos full of morning thunder. Boy, that's some good stuff, you know. It's got all that caffeine in it. For all you caffeine freaks, it makes your stomach handle it okay, though. Jumped in there, drove all the way to Knoxville, Tennessee, about 750 miles. One thermos of morning thunder. Got to spend the night in Tennessee and drove on up to D.C. and to Philadelphia and into here. When I stopped through Knoxville, I was talking to a friend of mine about this cabin that we used to go over to in North Carolina over in the Nantahala Forest. Told me he'd been by there. Been burned to the ground. I used to always tell about this cabin before I'd sing this song. It kind of blew me away at first, but then I thought about it. I said, well, you know, it's still there in my memory from the time that I was there, and it still means the same. I've got a home in North Carolina. I've got a home in North Carolina. I've got a home in North Carolina. And I never expect to see you anymore. Said my home is across the Blue Ridge Mountain. Well, my home is across the Blue Ridge Mountain. My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountain, and I never expect to see you anymore. Tell me, how can I keep from crying? Tell me, how can I keep from crying? How can I keep from crying? When I never expect to see you anymore. Sing it with me. Said my home is across the Blue Ridge Mountain. Well, my home is across the Blue Ridge Mountain. Lord, my home is across the Blue Ridge Mountain. And I never expect to see you anymore. Want you to rock my baby feeding candy. Won't you rock my baby feeding candy? Won't you rock my baby feeding candy? And I never expect to see you anymore. Come on, help me out. Well, my home is across the Blue Ridge Mountain. Well, my home is across the Blue Ridge Mountain. Lord, my home is across the Blue Ridge Mountain, and I never expect to see you anymore. Tell you I'm gonna leave come Sunday morning. Ooh, I'm gonna leave come a Sunday morning, Lord. I'm gonna leave come Sunday morning, and I never expect to see you anymore. One more time now. I said my home is across the Blue Ridge Mountain. Well, my home is across the Blue Ridge Mountain. Lord, my home is across the Blue Ridge Mountain, and I never expect to see you anymore. Well, I followed her to the station. With a suitcase in my hand. Well, Lord, I followed her to the station. With a suitcase in my hand. Well, it's hard to tell when all your love's in vain. Said, all my love is in vain. Well, when the train, when it come in a station, I had to look her in the eye, yes I did. Said when the train come in the station, I had to look her in the eye. Could not help but cry, 'cause all my love is in vain. Well, when the train, Lord, Lord. Ooh. Say when the train left the station, it just had two lights on behind. Ooh, when the train left the station, just had two lights on. Well, the blue light was my blues, and the red light said, the red light was my mind, 'cause all my love is in vain. All my love's in vain. Mm-hmm. well, I'm looking far in the mind, Lord. Believe I'm fixing to die. I'm looking far in my eyes, Lord. Believe I'm fixing to die. Well, I don't mind dying, but I hate to leave my children behind.
Myself up. That last song was a song by Booker White, who recently passed. He was a man from Memphis, Tennessee. They call him Big Daddy. Big Daddy White. Good man. The sun's going down, and you don't know your name, and it's dark all around you, and all the houses look the same. And you need someone to help you, girl, get off the street where you live. And you need someone to help you, girl, who can take as well as give. Just call on me, and I'll be there anytime. Just call on me, and I'll try to help you, rain or shine, ain't it fine? Precious fountain, so rich and free. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Singing glory to his name. I'm
precious name, singing glory to his name, precious name, Lord, there to my heart was the blood of life, singing glory to his name. Come to this fountain that saves from sin, you know I am so glad I've been turned in. Ooh, Jesus has saved me, Lord, and it keeps me clean, singing glory to his name. Help me out with it. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name, singing glory. Precious name, singing glory to his name, precious name, Lord, there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name, singing glory to his name, a precious name, there to my heart was the blood of life, singing glory to his name.
Thank you. Y'all are singing real good. Been practicing and stuff, I know. I tell you, you know, I was, where was that we went? Joe's what? Delicatessen. Good name for it. You know, and I sat down and I opened up the menu and I looked in there and, you know, I'm a vegetarian and everything. I finally found me something that I could eat. And I looked at it, I said, God, I want some beer, you know, with this. And I looked at it, and all I saw was iced tea and stuff, you know. I was too dumb to flip it over and look on the back, you know. But it reminded me of the time when I was in Virginia, and, like, I was living over in Clintwood, which is, like, down in the south, what is that, southwest corner of Virginia, right just north of Tennessee, right? Where Tennessee and Kentucky and North Carolina and Virginia all come together there. And I was sitting there. I was really thirsty, you know. And I mean was thirsty because it was just not. All they had was 3-2 beer in this county. I mean, there's a lot of drunks in Virginia, you know. And I know they weren't doing it on 3-2. All you do is get fat, and run to the toilet a lot, you know. So I was pretty upset about this situation, you know. And I mean, and I had no car at this time, and I ain't hitchhiking back after them rednecks, man. And, you know, and it's like the nearest, it was like 20 miles to the nearest liquor store, you know. So I was complaining, you know, and all the homegrown, you know, was still growing, you know. There's nothing, you know, 3-2 beer, man. Soda pop. Yellow dope, my moon pie, you know. And I was complaining, making a lot of noise. And this person, this crimson collar, as we shall call him, came up to me and, say you'd like to have something to drink, would you? I said, well, yeah, you know, I was kind of weary of him. Look at the type to pull out one of them old cap and ball pistols, you know, or something. I just didn't want to trust him. And so, you know, and I was, you know, I wasn't going to say anything smart to him because I was in a whole room full of crimson collars, as it were. And so he says, he reached for his pocket and said, I got something for you. And he reached back and I said, oh no, he's going for his gun. And he whipped out this pint bottle. Whoops. Sorry about that. This pint bottle. And, you know, it had what was supposed to be shine, you know. But it had big chunks of lead. I mean, looked like little toy soldiers in the bottom of it. And I was I said, I ain't gonna drink that, man. Are you crazy? He said, oh, this will set you free. I said, yeah, it probably will. Can't get no freer than that, man. And, I was really being adamant about it. I didn't want to get too mean or nothing, because, like I say, there was a lot of them in the room, you know. He said, go ahead, take a drink. I said, no, I don't believe I do. He said, go ahead. And I said, no, I don't believe it. I said, take a drink. He said, look, man, I don't want this stuff. And this time he pulled out a gun, cocked it beside my head, you know, pulled out the hammer, and he says, I said, take a drink. I said, well, yeah, you know, now that you mention that, I am a little thirsty. So I unscrewed the cap, you know, and I choked down a drink, gave it back to him. He says, pretty bad stuff, wasn't it? I said, yeah, pretty bad. He says, yeah. I says, well, here, you take this here gun and hold on me while I take a drink. I'm a walking down this track, I got tears in my eyes. Trying to read a letter from my home. If this train runs me right, I'll be home tomorrow night. Cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. It's that long, lonesome train going down. Sing that part with me, that'd be good. I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. It's that long, lonesome train going down. I'm gonna pawn you my watch. Gonna pawn you my chain. I pawn you my gold diamond ring. If this train runs me right, I'll be home tomorrow night, cause I'm 900 miles from my home. Oh yeah, I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. It's that long, lonesome train going down. Oh yeah. If my woman said so, I would railroad no more. You know, I'd pack up my bags and make it home. But if this train runs me right, I'll be home tomorrow night. Cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. It's that long, lonesome train going down. This train that I ride on is 100 coaches long. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. If this train runs me right, I'll be home tomorrow night. Cause I'm 900 miles from my home. Come on. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. It's that long, lonesome train going down. One more time. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. It's that long, lonesome train going down. Your eyes brown. I love you, baby, cause your eyes are brown. I love you, baby, said, cause your eyes are brown. You know you're tailor-made, mama. You ain't no hand down. Won't you make me down? Hey, pallet on your floor. Make me down. Hey, pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, make it right behind. make it so you're good, man. Never know. I love you, baby. Said I tell the world I do. I love you, baby. Tell the world I do. I love you, baby. Oh, tell the world I do. You know that doggone well I don't love nobody but you. Sing it with me. Won't you make me down? Hey, pile it on the floor. Won't you make me down? Pile it on your floor. Won't you make it soft, make it low, make it right behind your door. We're gonna make it so you're good, man. I never know.
You know, a lot of people don't know what a palate is. Some people think that's that soft part in your mouth. Well, heck, you could do that too, I reckon. Some people think it's that thing that artists dog paint on. But it'd be kind of weird laying around. Actually, we did that once during, when I was in college, we called it a happening. Actually, what happened was we all got drunk and couldn't stand up and fell into the paint. So we thought we'd have us an excuse. You know, a lot of songs that are sung like that song are very old. A lot of the songs that we sing are, as folk songs aren't really that old. In fact, we know who wrote them, which makes it not a real folk song, but it does actually, because most people don't know who wrote it. This song's written by Jesse Fuller. I got the blues for my baby, let me buy the San Francisco Bay. And ocean liner, it took her so far away. Well, it didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best gal I ever, ever had. You know, she said goodbye. Let me cry, gonna lay down and die. Hell, I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a thousand dime. If she don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever come back to stay, it's gonna be another brand new day. I'm a walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. You know I'm sitting down looking through my bag, no, just wondering which way to go. Well, the woman I'm so crazy about, mama, she don't want me no more. Think I'd take a freight train, cause I'm feeling blue, I'm gone. Ride it on down the end of the line, thinking only of you. Yeah, meanwhile, in another city, yeah, they're just about to go insane. Ooh, thank her, baby. Lord, the way she's called my name, if she ever come back to stay, it's gonna be another brand new day. I'm a walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Help me out. I got the blues for my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Yeah, that ocean liner, it took her so far away. Well, it didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best gal I ever, 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 ever had. I said goodbye.
Them places where you're liable to see the food later on that night again. Welsh rarebit. I feel like I ate a rabbit with the fur on it, with about 8 hind legs, you know. Really, I never understood how people thought if it was so dadgum lucky, how'd the rabbit lose it? You know, I ain't seen too many 3-legged rabbits run around either, you know. So they tend to lose it after they ain't got no say-so in the matter.
Which brings me to the subject of trains.
I don't know how.
I like the way preachers will be into a subject, you know, and he discovers he's running out of what he knows about it, and how in mid thought, or he whips out another saint real quick, you know. And, so, and that reminds me of a saint, just like old Paul did, you know. And he was in, and he runs out of it. And then, you know, just like old Matthew, you know, when he was with Paul, but they didn't know each other, actually. You know, his cousin did, though. I was supposed to become a preacher, you know, back because of my grandfather being a big man, because he ate a lot in the Holiness Church. The Black Holiness Church of God, of course. You know, you gotta see that it was it still is separated. It's like they had the army until they found out we fought better. You know, it was a good way to get us off the streets. You know, and all of a sudden the army had more black folks in it. Oh, don't let me get into that, boy. I tell you, that's another lecture all in itself. I was looking at some of the things happening in Africa. You know, and I said, wow, man, I used to deem what I had to do with them folks. There must be some oil and some gold and some stuff down there that they want, you know. And I said, well, let's play a little chess on this continent for a while. Let's send in our elite troops to practice on these people who are defending their villages and shit. Let's notice, you know, they keep sitting there fighting world communism. I wonder why they never went into, you know, Yugoslavia or Czechoslovakia or Germany, you know, West Germany. If they really want to fight that, I mean, get it at the root. They keep wanting to snip at the buds, man, you know. Seems like they're trying to prolong it. Because, you know, every now and then, see, it's about time for us to go into another. And somebody was explaining to me the other day, said, because we're running out of money. So we had to start another war. So, Carter, you know, they say we were lending logistical support. I was trying to figure out what that meant. Logistical support. Boy, you can just say anything. Say it, let it be logistical. Well, it was logistical support that we send this atomic bomb over there and fry those boogers, you know. I like to sing this song sometimes for my grandfather because he was... I never got to know him. I was a year old when he died. I used to have a lot of dreams, man. Cat would come into my dreams a lot. You know, he was a powerful dude, obviously. You know, said that he used to have dreams about him laying in this big coffin in my grandmother's living room. And I'd walk over to the coffin, he'd sit up and talk to me. Weird rush, and I'd wake up cold sweat after those dreams, you know. Because this cat had his eyes, man. You know. I found out finally that they'd had the wake there at the house, you know, and the coffin was in the same place that I saw it in my dreams. And all of a sudden, I stopped having the dreams when I figured it out, you know. But he stays with me a lot because the cat was a really powerful dude. He was a... he went to Jamaica as a missionary. I often wonder if he ever got into smoking in that Jamaican herb while he was down there. My other grandfather was a railroad man. He was a brakeman on the L&N Railroad. He used to drink a lot, so we didn't go see him a lot because, you know, they was afraid of him. I kind of liked him myself. He always had a scratchy beard every time I wanted to hug him, you know. He'd leave my face all red. He'd reach in his pocket, pull out a handful of change, and pick out what you want, you know. Boy, I tell you, I thought he was something else. Well, they're both dead now. I sing this song for them sometimes. It's a song for both of them because it kind of touches on gospel train. Won't you get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many more. Won't you get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many more. You know the gospel train is coming. I hear it round the curve. She's loosened all her steam and brakes, and she's straining every nerve. Won't you get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many. Help me out. Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many more. You know the fare is cheap and all can go. The rich and poor are there. No second class aboard this train. No difference in the fare. Won't you get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many more. Won't you get on board, children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many more. Get on board, Lord. Said the gospel train is coming, Lord. It sure is speeding fast. So get your tickets ready, child. We gonna ride to heaven at last. Won't you get on board, little children? Get on board, little children. Get on board, little children. There's room for many more. Won't you get on board, little children? Get on board, little children. Get on board. Thank you. I'm going to take a little break. Thank you. Glad to see you out. I'll take a little break, get you some goodies over there. Headache powders. Yeah. I got a bunch of my albums over there, too. You might want to get you one. And get the booklet out of there and then sing along. See you in a little bit.